The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk is in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I can't do it, Captain. I can't handle the freedom. What the heck gone on in Scotland to check in with a roving reporter from around the world? He's in L.A. now. Maybe he has something to say about it. Liam Schaff, my friend.
Hey, Robert. It's great to be here. I'm calling from sunny California, the independentist of the 50 United States.
Is that what you did? You escaped the homeland to go to California because the homeland didn't want to vote for freedom? Was that it?
I've left the homeland. The homeland was Florida, but here in California, it's very free. You have free radiation. You have free hot air. You know, you don't get any free water. There is a drought going on here that could choke something that could use a lot of water. I don't know what the correct analogy is.
Mel Brooks would love that because he said, that was Woody Allen who didn't trust air he couldn't see. Can you still see that dry, hot air?
All right, I'll snap out of it. Scotland voted to go non-independent just the same way that Hawaii always votes to go non-independent. Scotland was kept in the United Kingdom because they have the remaining leases on oil.
Which is the main reason why they wanted independence, because they didn't want it all going to London.
Too late. It's too late. It's a bonny old thing. It's done. It's finished.
Cry freedom.
Freedom. They'll never take my oil. Yeah. I suppose they will.
They did. They done did it. So there you go. And Amendment 2, speaking of Florida, now they're saying that it may not pass because it needs 60% of the vote to get, you know, medical marijuana in the state. I'm telling you, these criminals who want to hold back, you know, the freedom of the people to heal, much less the freedom of the Scots to control their own destiny, to drill for their own oil. These globalists, they know no limits.
So Florida is a tropical rain barge state, sandbar, coming out of New Orleans and Georgia. And it's unbelievable to anybody paying attention that a state that has the economic problems of Florida, of Miami, et cetera, Fort Lauderdale, could say no to something that would revolutionize the textile industry and allow them to grow a great many food plants, a.k.a. hemp, but apparently the putting black people in jail business is much more important.
Well, I think it gets more money in the pockets of the legislators. I mean, even Sheldon Adelson, the Yahoo neocon from Nevada, has put millions of dollars to stop Amendment 2. Turns out that he has some business interest in the medical cannabis field, and he doesn't want to lose control of it.
Okay, right. So, it's not done. You fight it. It'll come around again.
Sure.
It's inevitable. People are doing it anyway. It's not like the stuff doesn't grow wherever you plant it. It does. It grows in Florida, Colorado, even dry, dusty California, it grows. Mm-hmm. So Florida, the powers that aren't really manage these elections, I think you just have to go off the grid a little and figure it out for yourself.
If they can elect a Bush, do you think you could grow one?
Why can't they just make this stuff, like, decriminalize it? Because they put people in jail for having an ounce or two.
Yeah.
You know, or for selling an ounce or two.
Well, it's like the discrimination of HIV tests. If you're black and poor, it's definitely positive. And with cannabis, if you're black and poor and you have it, then you're going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, if we really wanted to see a drug bust, you'd raid Harvard University dorms and UC Berkeley dorms where the children of the important people go to get their edumacations.
Yeah, I know. Well, Liam, you have a name that fits well with I think that Scottish lilt, if you have it again.
Right, but I'm Russian. This is just put on. It's a drunken kind of thing that I do.
Is that what happens in L.A.? Because you've been there now for a few days, and I'm glad you're still breathing. I don't know what you're breathing, but
nobody
very concerned when you're out there hanging out with the Joy Campers, and hopefully all is going well with the research for your new book.
Well, I'm writing my new book, and the new book is on oil and sex and religion. So that's interesting when people say, what are you writing? And I say, well, decline of oil and, you know, changing the way that we make relationships so that we don't get stuck in these little nuclear family cul-de-sacs that are totally dependent on oil to power. You know, we actually need each other in larger groups when we don't have as much energy, and we have to come back together as large extended kinship networks, large communities. And we've been bound into these crazy, crazy nuclear disaster families where you bundle people into, everybody does it, you know, I'm not pointing fingers, but you bundle people into houses, they don't know their neighbors. And the reality is that the way that human beings have lived for most of humanity was that a lot of people live in a house, and a lot of people get to know a lot of people and rely on each other. And I'll take a swipe or two at you know, the notional lifelong monogamy that says that, you know, once you have a sexual experience or a love experience with somebody, you're off limits for everybody for the rest of your life. People aren't built that way. We got to let go of that kind of jealousy so that we don't end up killing each other when resources run low. So that's one of the arguments I make. But I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
There is a drought out here.
How bad is it?
The air is drier than I ever remember it. I mean, I lived out here for a decade or more. It hurts sometimes.
I know. When I go out west, because I'm used to a lot of humidity, if I blow my nose, you know, not only the soot comes out, but blood, because it's just so dry and my mucous membranes are not used to it.
Yeah, it's a disaster. And I'm kicking dust wherever I go. The wind seems to blow a death rattle. And this isn't going to get better. I mean, it could rain for a month straight and it wouldn't fill up what's been used for the last 20 years, what's been drained. What's his name? Polanski. Roman Polanski made a movie. Speaking of people, people love to beat up on, but strange guy, but he made a fantastic movie called Chinatown in the 70s. And the premise of Chinatown was the Mulholland ploy. To get water from, I'm going to get it wrong, but I don't know, aquifers further out to flood the valley to make orange groves, to be able to grow stuff. To steal the water from there to be able to give water to Los Angeles.
Okay.
So they were drying up the orange groves, I think, by stealing their water, something like that. I've got to research it again for the book. But the concept of Chinatown is true, which is, Los Angeles is, I don't know, 18 million people in the greater extended L.A. area, something like that. Maybe 8 to 10 in the sort of Los Angeles area from, I don't even know if it includes Riverside, but you have this sort of granite sand pit from the San Bernardino Mountains to the crumbling Pacific shore.
Well, and it's not like it was a teeming tropical rainforest. I mean, they've reclaimed the desert, basically.
It's a sandy, dry, gravel desert pit. It is low desert, you know, instead of high desert. And it's just full of shrubs. And, yeah, you get some foliage, but it's all the kind of stuff that doesn't need a ton of water and burrows really deeply and doesn't, you know, release a lot of water from its leaves. So I'm looking around at this 10 to 20 million people population, depending on how far you put out the city limits, and I'm looking around anywhere I go, and I'm looking for the food and the water sources that feed these 10 to 20 million people in this greater Los Angeles area. And I'm going to tell you something, Robert. I don't know if you know about the farm called Trader Joe's, but if you were to visit Los Angeles, you'd believe that Trader Joe's was a farm.
Why would you believe it's a farm?
Because that's where people go to get food. Yeah, I mean, it's elbow to elbow all the time. So, and you know, no food grows there, but that's where food apparently grows in people's worlds.
It appears by the miracle of oil-based trucking.
Right. So there's no food that grows here. Now, in Florida, there's no food that grows. Well, there is actually a lot of food that grows around Jacksonville. There's a lot of food that grows around Central Florida.
Central Florida, there are farms everywhere still, too. But, yeah, you go further where it's been urbanized, and they've just eaten up the farmland for other uses.
Yeah, Best Buys and Circuit Cities and strip clubs, the all-important things that make America great. So there's no food here. I mean, you got 10 million people in the L.A. and then 20 in the extended metro area. As far as I can tell, if I'm wrong, I'll come back and I'll say so. But that many people and no food growing, we have to start to, I think, contend with the reality that these great Western desert cities are not going to survive for much longer. The drought that's been going on here has sunk the water table. I remember hearing it was 10 to 12 feet. I got to go look up all of these details. But
sure.
Nobody understands how significant that is.
I mean, I was just going to ask you, Liam, have you, you know, besides given the general, I'm going to be writing about the decline of oil, sex, and religion. I mean, do you actually bring up in candid detail with somebody, you know, you're out of water, there's no food growing here, do you realize where you're living?
I say it to everybody I strike up a conversation with in a polite way. I say, what are you working on, a book? What's it about? Oil decline. And what we have to do about it. What do you have to do about it? You have to get to a place that has a clean water source and that you can grow food. And, hold on, not that you want to squirrel up like a prepper with a loaded shotgun waiting for everybody. You want to create a cosmopolitan, sophisticated, you know, network of people that you enjoy spending time with. I'm not asking them to become preppers. I don't want to live that way. I want to live on land that we get to produce through permaculture food all the time, that we have water sources that we keep as clean as we can, and that we learn to share and rebuild an artisan-based, small, slow economy, you know? And there are places to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk more about that when we come back. Actually, we're going to take a quick break, and next segment I've got a recording of an interview I did with Jonathan Wright at the big event. We were up in Maryland, which was the Sacred Fire of Liberty. He's talking about the threats to the freedom to individualize medicine for patients. It's a big, big, important issue as long as we still have water and food and oil, which we'll get to more with L.A. Stories from my good friend Liam Sheff, and he's working on that next book. We'll learn more about it after joining Jonathan Wright. We'll be right back. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala continues giving the gift of healing, as does my next guest, Dr. Jonathan Wright. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so honored to see you again, my friend. And the award, congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for having me on your show.
It's always a blast to connect with you. And the people here, tremendous healers, gifts to the world, and the things you've done to stand up over the years. We've talked on the air before.
Yeah.
But in this crowd, this sacred fire, what is this sacred fire? What does it mean to you?
Well, that's what Jonathan Emord put on the event to describe liberty, because it is a very, very important thing. If we're going to have truly good health, we've got to restore liberty, much of which has been lost.
Oh, definitely. And the thing is, you didn't cower in the face of tyranny when they came after you all those years ago. There has to be some kind of fire from within, because, you know, who were you looking at out here to help you at that point? I mean, did you know anybody would come to your aid? So something within, and I think that's the encouraging message that I'm hearing from the speakers we've seen this weekend as well, that spark has to be not only from within, but now that it's kind of catching fire in other people, that we can continue to help this to grow.
We surely hope so. Yes, even though Los Federales are currently trying to put even more regulations on things.
They would not.
Oh, really?
What are they doing now?
They've decided they want to regulate laboratories. Now, this is clinical laboratories. There has been a federal regulation of laboratories called Clinical Laboratories Improvement Act, or CLIA. And there also is state inspection of laboratories. That doesn't seem to be enough for Los Federales. Mm-hmm. FDA now wants to tell each individual lab how it may develop laboratory tests, even though they're already regulated by CLIA and then they're regulated by the state. What that's going to do is it's going to swoosh innovation in diagnostics once again, because we'll be faced with acres and acres of paperwork to fill out. That always happens with those feds.
Right.
And, of course, their decisions are usually quite arbitrary and capricious. You never know where they're going to go. And so a lot of the advances in diagnostics that have happened over the last 20 years will just simply not be happening that much anymore.
So who benefits? You know, as always, we get the question and we begin to see the regulatory frameworks directing an activity in
the
certain
large
ways.
Companies who make kits and sell them to laboratories, they have to submit their stuff to FDA for approval. Well, that's fine, because they're not inspected by CLIA, nor are they inspected by their states. Okay, if you got to regulate them, I guess you do. But you see, individual laboratories, smaller laboratories, if they want to develop their own tests from here on in, are going to have to, even though, again, they're regulated by the feds already in the state already, they're going to have another layer of regulation.
So how would this impact you, Dr. Wright, and other physicians like yourself that do rely on innovation in testing procedures, as far as you said, the development of new things?
Well,
I mean,
let me give you a very, very good example, sir. As you know, in this country, I seem to have developed bioidentical hormones. First, back in 1982-83, although having said that, they were first developed in China in the year 1050, which is amply documented for anybody who wants to read about it, so I was not the originator. But in this country, okay, in order to keep it safe, I work with a laboratory. I told them, would you please develop a test that checks the pro- and anti-carcinogenic metabolites of all these things, because, of course, we always want more anti-carcinogens than pro-carcinogens, and that's the way nature keeps most of our bodies balanced, by the way, otherwise we'd all die of cancer. Okay, but there are some people, it's a minority, a small minority, whose bodies are unfortunately making too many anti-carcinogens. So this test contains between 30 and 40 different metabolites of all these hormones, and it can tell whether a person has a higher chance or a lower risk or whatever of developing hormone-related cancer. Now, that would never have been possible. It's been in development since 1982. We add things to it. We are inspected by the state. We're inspected by all of that. The feds don't want us to develop our own tests anymore unless we turn it into them.
Sure, sure. Well, this is a huge...
So how could people on bioidentical hormones know they're safe if this happens?
Exactly. So not only fighting for the ability to be, let's say, have the freedom to help your patients the way you find is optimal, but to develop and innovate new tests to also help patients in the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, under the supervision of regulatory experts, you don't need another layer.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know that. But the question is, where do we go from here? And we're almost out of time, so how do we find more about Dr. Jonathan Wright?
Oh, okay. Well, all the W's at TahomaClinic.com.
TahomaClinic.com. Everybody check it out. Award recipient here at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. Thanks to Jonathan Emord, Dr. Jonathan Wright. Appreciate you so much.
And thank you, Robert.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We'll get back to Jonathan Wright, or he'll get back to me soon enough. We've got a follow-up from that interview because there's a lot happening on the regulatory front. But right now, Liam Sheff is back with me. He's in L.A. I just don't know why he's there. He's not a camel. He can't store enough water on his back or in his humps. Yet he's there doing work, doing research. Perhaps you got to go to that belly of the proverbial beast to talk about what's coming. I guess that's why you're there.
Well, I made a decision to come out because I knew I was writing the book, and I wrote my first book in New York, and it has the energy of New York.
Right.
It's an intense, wild, energetic, you know, word-packed, spoken word poetry jumble of really a stream of a million ideas, and, you know, well-organized and detailed and all that kind of stuff. But it's there, and it comes out like somebody reading spoken word poetry in Greenwich Village at high, you know, high volume, high octane. This book has to be more relaxed. This book has to tell you the story, but in a gentler way, because the story is actually a lot worse than the story I told in Official Stories.
Right.
I'm telling the story of the decline and, you know, end of a way of being, a certain way of that this culture is going to go. I've been talking about this with you on the show for 2.5 years, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, I simply relayed the facts as well as anybody can tell them, which is that oil seems to be a very limited resource. There's a lot of it. There will remain a lot of coal. There'll be a lot of the shale rock that people will be trying to get. But it's going to be a deadly, poisonous century, half century. And as soon as light sweet crude from Saudi Arabia stops flowing, everything changes so radically that the 1970s will look like a high time, a wonderful party where everybody had enough. When Saudi Arabia stops pouring out its oil to the world because it can no longer get it out of the 50-year-old under sand reservoirs of the black stuff, then the world changes. Conservation becomes the order of the day because Americans have no concept of how to grow food, how to farm locally, or how to conserve. The upset is going to be dramatic and painful and radical. There will be splinter groups and little revolutionary groups all explaining that it's fake and that the government's just doing it to us for no reason.
Well, and really they brought it on themselves, the lack of trust in government. Can you blame us? Look at the Al Gore assertion that, you know, man-made global warming. And, you know, John Rappaport just wrote another article. Now 1,000 scientists have come out and disputed it. Now, if he had argued, rationally about what really is going on, toxicology, sure, some people wouldn't have liked hearing about it, or even the decline of oil, which people don't like to hear about. But they politicized in a way that they made economic benefit for themselves, which would cause anybody to say, hey, are these people for real? And so now that the reality of the situation is starting to descend upon more and more folks, it's like the boy who cried wolf or the sky is falling scenario. And so it's going to make it more difficult for people to absorb what's really happening.
Right. Well, I've really never dived into the global warming thing because I tend to observe with the electric universe crowd that weather is driven by the large weather generator in our solar system, namely the sun.
Well, but you're being proven right to believe in that as opposed to what they claim, because, again, the whole argument is, oh, it's consensus. It's overwhelming. Remember, they say the science is settled, and they would shout everybody down. Now, even if they were right, if they did that, you know they're not right because they wouldn't need to shout you down. They just say, well, here, look at this. But it's never that. It's like, no, there are more of us than there are of you. So more scientists are dancing on the head of their pin than on yours.
Right. But you know, weather patterns are different in some places, and I suppose that's just part of the flux. CO2 emissions may be problematic. What's more problematic is that acres of rainforest are cut out, you know, minute by minute to make room for cattle grazing. The cattle grazing provides some hefty, you know, volume of industrial pollution, maybe the largest by single group. We don't seem to care about that. We don't care that the majority of the food that we grow goes into cows so that we can eat their carcinogenic bodies. We don't really care about that. We care about iPods and new iPhones and so on and so forth, but this is a limited daydream. And it all rides on the back of this great, you know, silky black beast called oil, which provides millions of years of manual labor per day. And I didn't misstate that. I mean, the volume of oil that we use, 19 million or 18.9 or 8 billion, million barrels of oil per day, provides tens of millions, probably over 100 million, 140 million equivalent years of human manual labor every day. And when you go look at a city bus, you know, 5 to 10 tons of metal pushing around, and you imagine how many men it would take to take 10 to 20 tons, like an airplane, 20 tons, 20, 40, 50 tons, and move it any distance at all. And then you begin to understand that when we have thousands and thousands and thousands of these things, planes, buses, cars, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of cars, hundreds of millions of cars, to move all of these requires an inordinate amount of energy. And then when I make the equivalency to human and animal labor, you go, okay, I get it now. We're moving more than a zillion horses could move, and we're doing more than a zillion people could do, because we can't. Human beings can't run fast enough or be strong enough or be tall enough to send something to cruise at 35,000 feet playing an Adam Sandler movie.
Than a paper airplane, but even that's not going that far. Liam, when you're bringing this up in this kind of detail with the folks that live in L.A., some of whom are open to this already. I know you're hanging out with some good friends and things. But is it still a glaze over, well, yeah, I get it, but... You know, I'm here now, nothing I can do, and I'll just go down with the ship, so to speak? Or have you seen a response in the eyes of someone who goes, man, I got to get the hell out of here to find a place where I can actually live a sane life? I just don't know the responses that are coming through.
Well, a couple of my friends are considering moving north to Oregon because it's green and wet, and I've absolutely encouraged them to do so. I had an experience in a coffee shop the other day, because I go to the coffee shop or a restaurant, and I buy something and I sit and I write. So I'm sitting there and I feel like I'm in a nightclub, because the music is going boom 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 boom. And I take this as a sign of the times. Like, people don't need to think anymore, so it doesn't matter if they can't think anymore. It doesn't matter if they can't hold a thought for more than 35 seconds, because they don't need to. You know, they're scrolling through the internet in a coffee shop. They're not talking to anybody. They're not looking at anybody. They're looking at a screen. So I'm looking at my screen, and I can't work because I'm writing, and writing requires long thoughts, right? Long-form thoughts. So my head's starting to twitch. I start to look like I have some sort of, you know, neural disorder, which I might at that point. And I'm sitting, being irradiated by the damned computer to the left, damned computer to the right. Everybody's blasting their Wi-Fi, and the music's going boom, 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 and it's as loud as a nightclub. And I'm thinking, this is crazy. This is the definition of crazy. This is like a suicide cult. I mean, nobody is here. I don't know. Nobody's looking at anybody. You know, it's a room full of strangers who will always be strangers, who are coming to a place to use internet. And they buy coffee and they sit there and they're alone. And it was depressing, you know, really depressing. And that happens over and over again. Not everywhere. There are places that are very warm. There are places that are very sociable. But there was a guy, he was a few years older than me, and he was sitting and reading something, and I took a break, and I said, so, you know, what are you, so this is pretty loud, I said, so what are you working on? He said, well, actually, I'm reading something about game theory. Game theory is something to do with computer analysis of the way that people behave in groups, I think. But, and he said, okay, I'll bite, what are you working on? And I said, well, I'm talking about oil decline, and how I think we're going to have to reform community within kind of like 50-mile, like pods of 50-mile radii, and figure out where our water is, figure out where our food is to deal with energy shortfalls. And he perked up. Like, he went, oh, shoot. It's like somebody's playing loud music all the time, and then from a distance you hear something that people actually made with an acoustic instrument, and it makes sense, and you start to tune out the loud music and turn it down, and you go, okay, play that song again. What did you just say? Yeah, things don't last forever. This synthetic BS computer culture that we live in doesn't last forever. You know, people sitting alone and not interacting with each other because their important thing is on their make-believe phone, that doesn't last forever. So I had that experience too, which was interesting.
Well, I think that you have the ability to occasionally meet another soul and somehow get past all of the cacophony that distracts you from reality, and maybe make a connection just to kind of plant a seed. I know, you know, all the years I've been doing radio talking about healing, not everybody is ready to receive the information, but maybe you've said something that, you know, maybe he's heard something like that before one time or 10 times and never dawned on him, and then you brought it up that 11th time, and suddenly it's like, wait a second, I'm hearing something I need to hear. even if they're not sure why. And I think that probably is going to be happening more and more.
I felt that way, and I felt that way increasingly. I was in Jacksonville. I did some permaculture. I'm probably going to take a PDC, permaculture design course, when I get to Austin, hopefully at the end of the year. But that seems to be my trajectory, right? And deal with the stuff that's going to give us an opportunity to survive and be happy. Not as survivalists, but as, you know, cosmopolitan, interesting people with books and literature and art and growing food and having goats and chickens and rabbits and, you know, fish farms and all the stuff that we can do. I mean, how do we expect to get through? What do we want to be? We want to work on the new Green Deal from Monsanto land, you know, where we all get to be Walmart slaves?
Right. No, I you pictured that very well. I'm thinking, no, that's not where we want to go. Because then Soylent Green really is Walmart people. So, hey, stick around, Liam. We'll wrap up the show, head into the weekend together. He's in L.A. I'm wherever I am in studio. Super Don is wherever he is at. And we're talking about the end of the world as we know it, but the beginning of maybe a better one. And can we laugh through this transition? That's the next question I have for Liam Sheff. He's hanging out in L.A. with our friends at the Joy Camp, and I need to know. I need to laugh, in fact. So we'll do that a little bit after this break. Stick around, robertscottbell.com, link into all the good stuff, including Liam Sheff and his book, Official Stories.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So I'm a bit facetious in asking this question, Liam, you know, the can we laugh question, because to me the answer is if we don't laugh, we're going to just cry ourselves to death with what's going on, because I look and see the insane asylum in which we're living all of the time, particularly in the medical allopathic field, and the wars that they declare on the next virus that they create or the next superbug that they've created, they're going to create 10 others or 10,000 others. So where's the laughter, my friend? Are you making funny with Joy Camp? What's happening?
Oh, I'm visiting the Joy Camp guys. We have some writing sessions. We should be producing some new material for the world within the next couple weeks. Hopefully, it's funny. We always think it is, and people tend to like it. It's a great pleasure to be able to hang out with these guys, bright and clever as they are.
Kevin and Benny, right?
Yeah, of the Joy Camp. Joy Camp is on YouTube. You can find their 70, I think, videos at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Their award entries for various contests, and even one on oil and slave labor that I co-wrote with them.
Great. That was a classic, dude. I just got to ask you, I mean, with the seriousness of the subject matter that you're engaged in, and we didn't even get into the sex and monogamy one so much today, but there's certainly a lot of funny in that, or there could be.
There is.
Are you taking time to laugh a little bit every day, or it gets too heavy?
I don't feel... This isn't depressing. You understand, if I were avoiding talking about what's... Listen, I said before, I've been talking about this for 2 years, and it took me a fair amount of time to make sure I wasn't on the wrong track.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to continue to look at the developing situation so that I could have a more consistent view. I came in, I looked at oil, I looked at other people's research. It seemed very clear to me, but I still had to give it time before I was willing to write a book about it. You know, that's a very different animal.
Sure.
And so I feel... I don't know, as close to absolutely certain as you can get that oil is a limited resource that will decline, and that we have to make changes. We have to make plans to live in a different, lower energy society.
So
if I didn't talk about this, I would be more stressed.
Okay.
That's the answer.
I'm getting the sense, and think about it. All of y'all out there, and that includes me, that long for a simpler time. Now, you know that's happened at least once in a while to you. And that's why you go on vacation a lot of times. I just want to get away. I want to slow down. I want to smell the flowers or feel the sea breeze, something like that. And when you have less electricity, less ability to produce to excess, you have to slow down. You have to talk with people. You have to feel and work the land. And so if you long for that, there's a reason. Perhaps we were meant to do that more than we were meant to listen to iPods and iPads and be plugged in and wired 24/7.
Nicely done. And I went out with our dear friend from Truth or Talk, Verstine, the other night, and she went to see her friend who was singing. We're in a small, medium-sized open space, and sort of cavernous cafe, and there's a friend of hers is singing and playing guitar, and you just like that's the center of the world. Right. These things that we used to do are the center of the world, and you don't have to broadcast it on whatever YouTube or Vimeo or whatever the bleep it is in like tomorrow, whatever anybody thinks is going to make money. I got to tell you, I know we're almost out of time, but I listened to about a 2-hour interview in a cafe when I was writing today between these two girls who are out awesoming and out totally awesoming each other. Oh, like I do this and that's totally awesome. Oh, you do that, it's totally awesome. Oh, my Instagram feed is totally awesome. 2 hours of that, man. And
I just heard the description and I'm almost vomiting a little bit in my mouth. I'm sorry.
It was shocking. And they didn't talk about anything. Nothing was real. None of it mattered. You know, who cares about your Instagram bleeping feed?
Yeah.
You know, we got, if you ask me where there's room for laughter, there's a lot of mirthful laughter in it, but I'm excited to embrace the pig and the sheep.
Yes.
We're all got to learn to farm a little bit again.
Yes, we are. Well, it's good to be on the journey with you, my friend Liam. Thank you, as always, so much. Good Friday into the weekend. Keep your research and writing and laughing and helping us to laugh as well with the Joy Camp while you're there. We'll look forward to whatever you're collaborating on. And more updates to come, I am certain.
Thank you, and thank you, audience, and have a great weekend.
Yes, we shall. Thank you again to Dr. Frank King as well for the Healing Revolution. Thank you to Dr. Jonathan Wright and Super Don. Wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Sunday. In the meantime, tell your friends it's still a God's honest truth, at least in my opinion. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhelp.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhelp.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.